This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix. All right, everybody, welcome. This is CBiz Media and I'm Irene. And we have someone on the phone line, a great guest. Her name is Alexis. And I actually found her on Facebook with a Facebook post that she shared in one of the groups. So, Alexis, can you kind of introduce yourself and tell everybody about yourself?
Hi, my name is Alexis Phoenix, and I am a writer. I write, I do counseling. I am, 33 years old. I would just say that I love the Lord. I write to help people. I write to inspire people. I write to even help people go through whatever they're going through. Because I believe in encouraging people to help them where they're at so they can get to a whole different place, you know, in their life. So That's what I do. I do a lot more things. Just so many, I can't all list them right now.
Well, do you, like, how can they follow you on social media or any of your sites? I know you said you have a blog post, so can you give that information out?
My blog post is Newer Fibromatosis My Journey. You can follow me on my Facebook page, and it's already a link set up. And my Facebook page, just say Alexis Phoenix. You will notice it because I talk about my condition, Newer Fibromatosis Type 1, a lot on my blog. So, yeah, you can follow me on social media, Facebook, Alexis Phoenix. There's a link to my blog on the page. And, yeah, we can go from there.
Great. So you were just talking about your health challenge, and there's many of us that have health challenges. I'm a cancer survivor. I have a sister that has MS. Can you talk a little bit about your health challenge? I didn't really hear of it before, but can you kind of inform the people a little bit more about it?
I have a condition called Newer Fibromatosis Type 1, and what that is tumors grows on your nerve system. So anywhere where you have nerves in your body, tumors can grow. And so right now, I have tumors in my neck, my throat, in my brain. I have tumors in my legs. I have tumors on the bottom of my spine. And I also have tumors on my pelvic and in my uterus. So, and they all are benign for now. I have at least 7 to 8 doctors. So I'm constantly going back and forth to the doctor, doing MRI tests, sleep tests. Like, I was just diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea.
Wow.
And NF1 causes all these different things that happen. Major learning disabilities in elementary, middle, and high school. You know, I passed and everything, but I had a struggle. I got bullied a lot. People made fun of me of the way I live, the way I talk, everything. So it was, people say, I wish I'd go back to high school. No, I never wish for that ever to happen. I just wish I am where I'm at now.
Wow. So were you born with this?
Yes, I actually was born with Newer Fibromatosis. It is hereditary, but also people can get the gene. It's just a random thing that someone gets it. I found out from my mother, who I haven't talked to in a very long time, that my grandmother has it. And that's how I got the condition. And so each year it seems like it gets worse and worse. Something else goes on. Like, this was just sleep apnea. It's very serious. I always knew I had issues with sleeping, but, you know, when it's in black and white, it's different. So they're preparing me for some more tests and determine exactly what they need to do to help me.
Wow, you really a warrior with everything that you're going through. And we're going to continue to pray for you and your journey and everything that you're going through. And God continues to bless you. Seems like you've been through a lot of challenges, but you're doing well as far as the way you're expressing yourself, and it looks like you're doing a lot of things that you want to do in life. So
one of the things that I try to do, because I have my moments where this stuff really gets pretty much on my last nerve, but what I try to do is focus on God. I have had 5 surgeries, and each time I realize God has brought me to the other side. And I don't even know how many MRIs I have had. I stopped counting when I was a little girl because it just get overwhelming counting. But my focus thing is, like, I have a health condition, but how can I help somebody else? Like, I love helping people through counseling, through my writing, through books that I'm going to write. I love helping people because people feel like there's no hope and they're voice and why I continue to go through things. Even though I know my health has its challenges and I have to work around it, I still try to figure out a way to help somebody who's down, who's depressed, who wants to commit suicide. You know, I was doing my research and over 800,000 people are going to commit suicide this year. And that is unacceptable because we have to look more. We have to, you know, be accepted more. We have to talk to people, pray for people more. We just have to stop seeing ourselves and our health and focus on other people, which will bring us to just a level of peace and harmony. So, you know, all glory goes to God, because I promise if I didn't know Jesus the way I know him, I wouldn't be in this situation. I wouldn't feel the way I feel. I would be angry at God most of the time, and I would feel like there's no hope, because I've been there. I know how the other side feels, and it doesn't feel good. You feel like there's no hope. You feel like it's a constant struggle. You know, growing up, I feel like there was no hope for my health condition and other serious issues that I was dealing with my family. You know, I got into cutting myself. I got into disrespecting myself, my body, and what God has made a temple. And it's a lot. But I know at the end of the day, Jesus has been having my back, because I want to survive 5 surgeries. I want to have the energy to do all the MRIs and tests they want me to do constantly. You know, I would just give up, be like, this is too much, and I'm not going to do it. So all glory goes to Jesus.
Wow, you have such an awesome ministry and awesome testimony, and you just uplifted me. You know, we all go through down times in life, but seeing what you've gone through, and you just have such an awesome outlook, and you want to help people, you want to help others, and that's just a great blessing. So I hope everybody else is inspired by what you're saying today.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
We're going to kind of get into your Facebook post, and
okay.
it's dealing with relationships, and I think it was titled
Too Ugly to Get Married.
Right. And when I read it, I was like, I could kind of relate to it, even though, you know, I've had my own issues in life. And I remember when I was growing up and I was real quiet, and one of the boys at church was like, you're so quiet, you probably never gonna get married. And I turned it on him and told him he was so ugly, he never gonna get married. And that wasn't right. You know, as kids, you just say some bad stuff to each other. But that always haunted me, because I'm still not married, and I've had like socially awkward challenges when it comes to relationships, and just had some bad times dealing with men and relationships and things like that. So I could kind of relate to what you were saying in that blog post. Can you kind of share that?
Well, you know, my blog post was called Too Ugly to Get Married, and I wrote it because, you know, this was like my third or fourth relationship that I've had. And this is the second one that got really close to marriage, but I wasn't beautiful enough. And, you know, I dated these guys, all of these guys, for quite a while. And when it got down to the nitty gritty, I wasn't beautiful enough. They wasn't ready to deal with my health issues. And that's a constant thing I go through. Like, I feel that if I wasn't beautiful enough in the beginning, what makes me not beautiful, well, if I was beautiful enough in the beginning, what makes me not beautiful enough now, you know? So, you know, the reality is, you see people's true colors after months and months. You know, I call the first 3 months the honeymoon phase. So you put in your best effort to look a certain way to a certain person, but when it comes down to it, no guy wanted to marry me. And that's my experience with this guy at the church. He didn't want to marry me. And he did some things that was wrong. Like, he went and, you know, he was engaged to another young lady, brought her to the church. You know, and at first, the church did handle it the wrong way. But lately, they resolved that issue. It's like they came and apologized pretty much and resolved the issue of how they handled it. And the young man admitted that he was like, you know, I was in a relationship with her, and I did tell her that she wasn't beautiful enough to get married. And, you know, and it hurts to hear him say it again, you know, because unfortunately the world defines beauty as only just your skin, but Jesus looks at the heart. And so now I'm understanding that, you know, this young man or young men that's in the past was not for me. They wasn't looking at my heart. They wasn't looking at my health issues. You know, they was looking at physical beauty.
Right.
You know, and one of the things I was dealing with, like, these guys wants to sleep with you and do all these things with you, but you're not good enough to get married.
Right.
And so one of the things I had to do was check myself. And I said, God, you know what? First of all, I should have been sleeping with them anyway because it's not right and that's not what you called me to do. Second, you know, I shouldn't use my body as a tool to manipulate guys or to make guys stay in a relationship. And I know that's what I was doing, you know, because, you know, people say guys love sex. So, I mean, I was giving what he wanted. And it worked for a while. But the problem is, it didn't work in the long run for me. And, you know, a guy didn't call me to give my body up like that. I am a temple of God, and I was not supposed to do that. So I have to take blame for not seeing all the red flags. I have to take blame for even being in a relationship with him in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that's not what God had for me.
Right.
And I can see the warning signs, you know?
I understand. I understand, because a lot of us see the warning signs, and on one of my last podcasts, I was saying, you know, just to get that male attention, the things that we will do in order to get and keep that male attention, and it doesn't even make sense. We should know that we're better than this, and all types of women in all situations deal with that, you know, kind of giving too much to somebody that hasn't even proven themselves or hasn't even given much to you. So that's something as women that, you know, we have to work on. And I'm glad you saw that, you know, you were going about things in a way that wasn't working for you and for your relationship with God. So I'm glad that you saw that and that you see that that man is just a man of bad character right there, you know.
Right. You know, I always tell people, I tell my friends, I say, you know what we do? And I said, as women, I get it. We date the futuristic guys. We date the guys that we know that they can become, not the reality. My counselor told me one day, she said, Alexis, you got to start seeing people in reality, and you won't get hurt so much. And I'm like, what? She said, you date the futuristic people, what they can become. And she said, even your friends, you go and spend time with your futuristic friends instead of who they are right now. You know, the person shows you who they are, believe them. Maya Angelou said that, you know, believe them. So if this person is showing me who he is, and he's constantly negative towards me, and he can write out 7 to 10 things physically he doesn't like about me, I need to take heed to that and flee quickly. Because it took me over a year or so to get my self-esteem to where God needed to be, because I felt like a failure, and I was mad at God for a while. Because I'm like, you did all of this to me, and now I can't get married. And I'm like, no, you did it to yourself. God tried to show you and warn you, and you just didn't take heed because you really wanted to get married and have children.
Yeah.
And that is my desire. You know, I do want children. I do want to get married, you know.
Yeah.
And having health issues does not help it at all.
Yeah.
But I do believe that when God sent the right guy for me, I will know who he is, and God will make sure that I know that I know. If he won't have any issues with my health issues, he'll come on board, he will help me, and God will be all in it.
Amen.
And that's what I believe.
You believe in right, sis, and I've seen it before. I've seen people that's had health issues find really good relationships with good people. So it can happen, and even people that don't have health issues, as myself, I am a cancer survivor, and I did lose one of my breasts to cancer. So that's like another added element when it comes to dating, as far as will somebody want to marry me because of this. And then I also have fibroids, which could hinder me from having children. So I have my own health issues to deal with, and I just have a hard time with relationships in general. So even before these health issues came about, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna get married, and I'm still not married. I'm 38 and I'll be 39 coming up in May, so I'm not married, but I'm happy and I'm blessed, and I'm just glad that God has let me be happy with me, because for a long time I was like unhappy with me.
Yeah, I understand.
And after I got sick, and I just I realized, hey, you wasted all that time being unhappy. God gave you a second chance, so you need to be happy with the blessings and the life and the good things that God has given you. So I'd rather be happy with me than be unhappy or question myself when I'm with somebody that's not really for me. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, you know, I know people, and, you know, it's always encouraging me to hear people, especially at my church, they got married when they were in their 40s, had kids when they 48, 46. Some at 50, I know a couple of people that had children right on the 50 mark. And I'd be, my mom was just like, what? They say, well, God can do anything. And I'd be like, well, you're right about that.
Yes,
you know, and it's encouraging because, you know, sometimes, you know, because I feel like I did it wrong. A lot of my peers, when I had kids, and now they're thinking about the Christian thing, I flipped it. I became a Christian at 16, and I vowed not to bring children into this world until I have a husband, you know, and I'm like, I got to keep that vow because, you know, I think about my family. I want to change the generational patterns of my family, and it's extremely hard to do that, but, you know, I know if I wait, God has something great for me in store.
Amen. Thank you for sharing your story. You're so encouraging to me, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that'll be encouraged by what you shared. Again, can you give us your information of how we can follow you?
I'm on Facebook. My name is Alexis Phoenix. Phoenix is without the O. And my Facebook blog link is on my Facebook page. I don't have any nicknames or anything like that. Just say Alexis Phoenix. And also, you know, my blog link is on there. And once you go on Facebook page, you can find my blog. It's very accessible.
Okay, great. And we'll be sharing that link on our CBiz Media page as well as our podcast page. Thank you so much, Alexis.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.